Kidding, whenever I told the children that they were a blessing, I know they're a blessing to their parents, but they're a blessing to me. They help me grow to be more like Christ. But you know, that word is a little tricky, isn't it? Susan and I lived in Houston for 15 years, and I think we have heard every single version of Houston, we have a problem, that there could possibly be. It's been called, you know, you say that for everything. And I think we could honestly say, Houston, we have a problem with that word blessed. What does that mean? Let me explain. I want to read very quickly a couple of quotes that I found this week as I was looking at this. We're starting a series today on the blessed life. And I think it's important, if we're going to talk about that, that we understand what it means. What does it mean to live a blessed life? What is blessed? Well, let me give you some examples. For instance, Jimmy Levine said, I am blessed with the energy of a chimpanzee. I have no idea what that means. He says, there's nothing I can't get up for and give it 100%. So, energy of a chimpanzee. Okay, Jordan Sparks says, I love being able to sing for my job. I am blessed beyond words, and I hope my fans can feel that while I'm on stage. So, blessed means singing, okay? Or this, I like this because Shipla Shetty says, I believe I am blessed with the ability to fall asleep. So, on one hand, you've got the energy of a chimpanzee. On the other hand, blessed means falling asleep just about any time, anywhere. I can sleep on a flight, on a couch, or even on a bus. And then one of my favorites, Michael Avenatti says, I am blessed to have an incredible staff of other highly competent paralegals, lawyers, and others that I have surrounded myself with. This is not a one-man band by any stretch. Of course, he's sitting in jail right now for several major crimes. So he's blessed to have others who participated in those crimes with him. You know, clearly we have a difference of opinion about what it means to be blessed. And there's sometimes, I think, a misunderstanding. And truthfully, I think we also, who are followers of Christ, may have made it more difficult on ourselves. When we say, I am blessed, what do we mean? Do we mean by that, whenever we say, I am blessed, do we mean I'm happy? Do we mean I'm fortunate? Are we satisfied with what we have materially? For instance, I will often say, I am blessed more than I deserve. But what does that really mean? What do I mean by that? Whenever I say, I'm blessed more than I deserve, exactly how much blessing do I think I deserve? And what does it mean to have more than that? What are we saying when we say, God bless? Or I often sign my emails or letters, I will sign those, blessings. But what am I telling people? What am I trying to say by that? I think we have to define what it means to be blessed. I'm going to tell you something that may rock your world. You may leave thinking, I'm never going back because he may talk about blessing. Because as far as I can tell, the term blessed in the New Testament never once, not one single time, has anything to do with material things. Not once. I use the ESV version of the English Bible, and the word blessed, blessing, or blessed is used 112 times in the New Testament. And not one single time does it have anything to do with material things. Not once. So if you get that new car, you can be happy, you can be grateful, there's nothing wrong with it, but you're not blessed. At least not according to the biblical way of seeing that. If you get a promotion at work and you have wonderful resources and ways that you can be a good steward of that response, of the responsibilities, of the resources that God has put in your path, but it does not mean you are blessed. See, I told you may not want to come back. Do you see the difficulty? For so long, we have used that word in a way that we indicate the things that God gives us. If I were to ask you to list the blessings that God has given you, you would be tempted to talk about maybe your house, maybe your car, the resources that God has entrusted you with. It's so tempting to talk about those things, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with the things. I'm not trying to say that. But we see those things as good, and because we think we have those good things that are in our lives, we tend to say, and those are the blessing. But what I need to tell you, those are not the blessing. You see, part of our challenge, part of what has happened to us, is that we have focused on the things of lesser importance, and because of that, we've lost the picture of what a blessing really is. Because God wants to give us much more than that. We think that's the best there possibly is, and so we're thankful. There's nothing wrong with being thankful, and we express that sometimes by saying, I'm so blessed by God, and He has given me these blessings, and we're really trying to express that we're grateful, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we've lost the meaning of the word blessed and what God desires to do in us and how He desires to truly bless us. So what does Scripture say about being blessed? What does it mean? That's what we're going to talk about for the next 5 weeks. And my desire is for each and every person in here and who comes and who joins with us to be blessed. I want you to experience the blessing of God in abundance. I want Him to amaze you with how He wants to bless you. But it's going to be different than what you probably thought. So let's start with one of the most important New Testament passages on being blessed, the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is the preacher, and we're going to look through just Matthew 5, 3 through 12. And He begins by saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now, today, we're not going to go through each of those and look at what it means. But rather, I want us to move up to the 10,000-meter level and look down to see what does it mean to be blessed. Now, you might be using an English translation which translates the word at the beginning of each of those sentences. Rather than translating it blessed, it may translate it as happy. If that's the case, that's the worst possible translation of that word. That word has nothing to do with being happy. Here's a couple of things that Jesus is not saying in this part of the sermon, and this is a really long sermon, we just read a small part, but there's a couple of things that He's not saying. The first thing He is not saying is that you will be happy with these things in your life. This is not to make you happy. It's not the design of these things that Jesus lists as blessings in our lives. The reason that's such a bad translation is because it is just the opposite of what Jesus is trying to do. He's not trying to say that these things will make you happy. And whenever we believe that the goal that God has for our lives is to make us happy, then we begin to do a couple of things. One is we begin to think it's all about me. If you do the right things, I'm going to make you happy. Because there's nothing better than being happy, right? Most of us think that. Most of us think that the best thing in life is to be happy, but blessed is better than happy. And the second thing is we misunderstand God's plan for us. We think that His ultimate goal is simply for us to go around with a smile on our face and to be happy. Now, there's nothing wrong with being happy, but the best that God has for us is better than happy. Because the problem is, all of us go through times whenever we aren't happy. You may not be happy this morning. You may be sad, you may be upset, you may be any of those things. And the question is if you're not happy, can you not be happy and still be blessed? Well, if we think that the whole goal that God has in our lives is that we're happy, then whenever we're not, something's wrong. Either God is not delivering on His part or we're not delivering on our part. But the truth is God is trying to do something more in our lives. And the second thing that is going on is Jesus is not saying that these are the hoops you have to jump through in order to get your blessing. In other words, it's not a test. It's not that if you will do these things, then you'll get the happiness. Because again, it comes back to that being the goal. But it's not a test. It's not something that once we get these things into our lives, then suddenly God is going to open the floodgates of blessing and we'll get all these blessings. And so those people who will tell you that if you'll just believe hard enough, if you'll just believe in or have these things in your life, and then God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you with those blessings, material blessings that so often we tend to focus on, have missed the point entirely. Here's the question. What if the blessing is actually in being poor in spirit? What if that is the blessing? What if the blessing is actually in being meek? Jesus is not saying that these are the purchase prices of these things. He's saying you are blessed when you are these things. The word in the New Testament which is used for blessing is makarios. It's a word which has its root in a word which means to fill up. And so we can understand how people might think that, well, if I'm filled up, what am I going to be filled up with? I want to be filled up with the things I like, with the things that make me happy. The problem is that misses the priorities of God because He desires to fill us with things that are like Him. God is so much more concerned with the material than with just the material things. He has concerns and priorities that are in our lives and He desires to be in our lives that are so much more important than any material things. He wants to fill us to the top and overflowing with Him, with His Holy Spirit, with His character, with those things that look most like Him. Bill Klein says that blessing, this state of being blessed, is the state of one who has become a partaker of God, to experience the fullness of God. My own definition would be that we experience God working in us, transforming us to become more like Him and becoming the people we were designed to be. And that leads us then, my explanation is longer, by the way, but that leads us to understanding and participating in God's design for me and for those around us. So if we take this understanding that blessing is more about learning to be like God, that we learn how do we live in such a way that it reflects Him, that's the true blessing as He transforms us. Then we begin to look at the transforming work of God in my life. I am poor in spirit. And we begin to look at that as a blessing because that's more like God. We begin to mourn for what has been lost in our world. Are we mourning about what is around us and in the world, what has been lost through sin? Or are we more concerned? Do we mourn more the things that my car isn't working like I want? Or if you look at what I've got something that's old and not the newest. What mourns us? What grieves us? Meekness. Is meekness built into our life? Do we hunger and thirst for righteousness? Are we merciful? Are we pure in heart? Are we known as peacemakers? Because if those things are in our lives, suddenly what we begin to understand is God's design for us, to give us a place in His kingdom, to be comforted, to inherit His absolute best for us, which is better than we can possibly imagine, to be satisfied with the things which satisfy long-term and not short-term, to receive His mercy and grace, to live with the hope and promise that we will see God, to be called His children. That is blessing. When we say we're blessed, are we caught in that trap of just meaning things? Those things for which we're grateful and glad to have, and there's nothing wrong with it. And yet we miss, you know, we're told in Matthew, seek first the things of God and His kingdom, and all of these things will be added to you. Because here's the truth. If you seek the lower, you'll never get the thing that is the better. But if you seek God's best, if you seek His blessing, the other things will come in the way that God desires to come. They may not come like we would think if we were focusing on them, but we will understand what it means to be blessed. And we'll be able to say, God is blessing me. He's blessed me. He's teaching me humility and grace under pressure. God has blessed me. I'm seeing the interest of people around me in spiritual things. God has blessed me. I'm secure knowing that He loves me no matter what happens around me. I am blessed. Benita Risner says, great families, financial wealth, and good health are all wonderful gifts that we can thank God for, but they are not His greatest blessings. God's greatest blessings always rest in God Himself. When we have that, we are truly blessed. Would you pray with me, please? Father, it's so hard to realign our understanding, our priorities, in such a way that we really understand what it means to be blessed. We've used that word for so many things, and Lord, we do it with a heart that says we want to be grateful, we want to be thankful for the things that You've put into our lives, but Father, I think we've missed what You want to give us most, that You want to bless us and in turn make us a blessing by helping us to become more like You. Father, make that our heart. Make that our passion. Bless us, Father. May we become like You. We pray this in Your name. So as we come to this time of commitment, maybe you would say, you know, I've focused on the lesser. I've focused on those things that are not as important, and I've really missed the things that are the most important things that God desires to do in my life so that I am truly blessed. If you'd like somebody to pray with you, I'll be here at the front. Would love to pray with you. There are people around you who will pray with you. As we shift gears, and over these next 5 weeks, I hope you'll stick with me, that we'll shift gears and really come to understand what it means to be blessed and to live the blessed life. Would you stand with me, please, as we sing?